Talking right now with Sean Burks, of course, the head football coach for the Audubon Wheelers as they get ready to take on Coon Rapids Baird coming up on Friday night. And, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
You bet. Appreciate it. Hard to imagine we're the second half of the season already, but here we are.
You know, Sean, you're not the first coach that I've talked to this week that's mentioned the fact that we're already on the back half of the season. It just goes so fast. How do you guys deal with how quick the season goes?
I think it's easy to happen because it's such a week-to-week focus. You know, you really don't look at the big picture. You know, it's not like some sports where you have a big holiday break or a major change. You know, it's a different vibe, you know, and every week matters for playoffs in every class now. So everyone just, you know, really focuses on that week and that moment. And you keep kind of focusing on the day-by-day process. All of a sudden when you zoom out once in a while, I'm like, oh, holy cow, you know, it's almost end of September and we're, you know, our final four regular season games. But that's why we really focus. We talk to our kids. Kind of one of the themes this year for us has been focus on today. You know, we don't worry about yesterday. We don't worry about tomorrow. We learn from them and we prepare for them. Don't get me wrong, but just focus on today, stack the todays together, get better day by day. And because otherwise things do get away from you. If you're always worried about tomorrow, you know, holy smokes, we're already there. So just focus on Coon Rapids and day by day, you know, getting better day by day. And that's where we're at. And here we are in week five, you know, week five already.
Coach, speaking of getting better day by day, you guys dropped your opener, but have really come on over the last 3 weeks and have looked really, really good the way it looks in the last 2 weeks. Where have you seen your team get better?
Well, obviously the offensive side. You know, when we came out to start the year, we started with five punts and two interceptions. So, you know, we had seven empty drives to start the season, and you just can't do that against a team like Cam, and we knew that at the time. And you know, in that opener, there's always going to be some rust. So the thing for me is offensively, you know, we got Aaron going kind of week two against Colo, and then the weeks three and four, we really got Evan going. It just, you know, at the same time, Aaron still had 30 carries last week, but when Evan and Aaron can split it kind of 60-40, it really keeps teams on their toes. And offensively has been the big thing for me. You know, getting Evan unleashed here the last 2 weeks with our outside – buck sweep action really puts a lot of pressure on teams, because if you don't set the edge, it allows for such explosive plays. And if you put too many guys on the edge, Evan's really good at putting his foot in the ground and pressing it up in sight sooner. So he's done a really good job recently. Aaron's done a good job making his reads. And then the other things that build off of that for us, you know, play action, screen game, just running Aaron, our shovel option, just everything else, our reverse game. So it's really done a nice job of setting the rest of us up. So special teams has been solid all year. You know, we've had, I think, four return touchdowns, four blocks. You know, it's been a big play on special teams every week. You know, week one we had a return touchdown. Week two we had a return touchdown and a block. And then week four we had another return touchdown. So anytime we're having, you know, a big play like that in a special teams game, it really gives you a good chance to win. So, you know, offense is getting better. Special teams has been pretty solid. Defense has been kind of the most inconsistent, and kind of we've got a lot of room for improvement on that side of the ball. So, you know, we can't keep getting into shootouts. Defense has taken a lot of pride in that, and hopefully we'll start to see some progress there. But if the offense keeps putting pressure on teams and special teams finds ways to make plays with blocks and touchdowns and the defense starts to find that groove, we become a scary bunch.
Coach, speaking of the defense needing to improve, what's the challenge that you face this week, do you think, with Coon Rapids Baird?
You know, I think it starts with the Oswald kid at quarterback. There's no doubt about it. But if you put too much focus on him, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the Hayden kid in the pass game, they got multiple weapons with the Hayes kid and the Bauer kid. They've got a really nice skill group. And then to go with it, they've got some big kids up front. So there's a lot of challenges this weekend. Eight-man football, anytime you have a quarterback that's a dual-threat kid that can scramble as well as Oswald does, it puts a lot of pressure on our D-line. And if they're content with keeping him in the pocket and he's got all day to throw, then it puts a lot of pressure on our secondary. So we have to find that balance of getting after the quarterback but not, you know, messing up our responsibilities, because the Oswald kid's really good at getting out of the pocket, stepping up in the pocket, eluding the rush. And then when that play breaks down, it is so tough, because he's capable of tucking it, running it. And if your secondary guys come off their coverage, he's going to make a play in the pass game. So keeping him contained and not giving him all day to throw, you know, it's two keys, but they're two really big keys, and they're not very easy to do.
I was just going to ask, Coach, how do you do that? Athletic quarterback, you want to kind of collapse the pocket on him, but as you said, you don't want to give him all day. So how do you get pressure on him but keep him in the pocket and don't let guys get open downfield?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is our defensive ends have to set the edge. They can't rush too far upfield. They got to set the edge and push them back to each other. They really have to work together. Our D tackles have to get off blocks. The big thing is just not over-pursuing, but not just standing there and allowing them to have all day. And it's a challenge. There's no doubt about it. But it's got to start with the D line, because we can't cover guys. And especially in eight-man football, you can't cover guys for 5, 6, 7 seconds. It's just not going to happen. So it's a really big week for our D line this week.
Coach, you mentioned your running game and the way it's come on here the last couple of weeks, especially with Evan Alt getting to be a big part of that. What do you expect the Crusaders to try to do defensively to try to slow you down some?
You know, I think we're going to see a really loaded box. I think they're going to dare us to throw the ball. We've seen that from a lot of teams over the years. And the thing with that is that they might hit you for a loss. They might hit you for a no gain. They might put you behind the sticks at times, but if you can hit it, you know, there's not much behind it. You know, teams that don't keep that safety back, you're able to be more explosive. So we have to understand it might not be a week where we get a lot of 4, 5, 6 yard gains. It might be a week where we have 1 yard and then we have 40 yards. So just trying to eliminate the ones and keep them to 40s, but that's what they're trying to do on their end. They're trying to be aggressive and get us to 2nd and 10, 3rd and 10, and now they can back up a little bit and think that we're probably throwing the ball. So winning first down, keeping us ahead of the chains, or at least in 2nd and manageable, 3rd and manageable, will be really big, because if they consistently win first down and they put us where we have to throw the ball, you know, 15, 20 times, that's probably their goal this week. And that's a goal a lot of teams have for us, because last week we threw the ball 6 times and, you know, we completed 2 passes, but we ran for almost 500 yards. And if we can only throw the ball 6 times a game, most weeks we're going to be pretty successful.
Coach, your offensive line has really come on here as well. It seems like the strength of their defense is their defensive line. How's that matchup look for you guys this week?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the bigger D lines we're going to see. We've seen a lot of different looks this year, so I think we're a little more prepared. I'm glad we're playing these guys in week 5 and not in week 1. We have a little more time to gel, and we started to see some growth. But, you know, Tyler Moore's a returning all-district kid. They've got some other nice pieces up front. But their secondary linebackers are really athletic, too. You know, Oswald makes a lot of tackles. Hayden's a playmaker in the secondary, you know, last year and this year. He does a good job of understanding the game and knowing where he can go make an interception and make a play on the ball. So they've got playmakers at all 3 levels. We've got to do a good job of executing on the O-line and staying ahead of the sticks, because – if we have to throw the ball a lot, those D linemen can really start to cave the pocket, and all of a sudden, you know, you're throwing a jump ball up. They've got athletes in the secondary to go force a turnover.
You mentioned the success of special teams that you guys have had this year. It looks like just on paper and the numbers, you guys have advantage there going into this game. Not that CRB's doesn't have good special teams, but your guys have been very good. How do you take advantage of that this week?
You know, that's a tough thing, because you know, they've got a really tough punt set up. They spread you out really well, so you can't really pin your ears back a ton. But if you don't come after it, their punter can stand back there and allow coverage to get downfield. So they're one of the tougher teams to prepare for punt coverage. So punt return is going to be a tough one this week. But if we can do it right and get it out, now with that spread, if you hit a seam on the inside, now you've got a seam. So just different weeks of hitting outside walls and inside seams. We'll see. You know, sometimes seams throw some different things at us. Anytime they've got a kid like Hayden back there, you have to understand there's a chance for a fake too. So we'll see. They've shown a lot of different things on kick cover. They've pooched some. They've kicked some deep. They're going to throw a lot at us. They've been pretty solid on special teams. You know, they've got a decent punter, a decent kicker. Return game, we saw them take one to the house against Collins Maxwell. It's a week where we're going to have to play well to be net zero, let alone come out on top.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here today. Wish you the best of luck coming up in the game. And I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you after the game on the Scoreboard Show.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage week in and week out.
Head Coach Sean Burks again with the Audubon Wheelers again. They head to Coon Rapids Baird coming up on Friday night.